It's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The Newtown shootings have drawn some attention to how guns are sold in Massachusetts compared to elsewhere. In this state, police chiefs must review applications for all gun licenses, but that did nothing to stop a mass shooting in New Bedford a few years ago. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
This time of year, former New Bedford Police Chief Ron Teachman is always brought back to a day 6 years ago.
On December 12th in 2006, a gunman armed with an assault rifle, very similar to the one used in Connecticut, went into an establishment in the early morning hours, killed two of the employees there and seriously injured two of my officers. And asked the question then, why does society tolerate the manufacture and distribution of these weapons that have a singular purpose, to kill a lot of people quickly?
Injured in the attacks were Patrolman Steve Wadman and Joshua Fernandes.
My little one, she never knew me before I had a big scar on my face. That's something I have to live with. She never knew Dad with the face I had before the incident. She only knows me with a big pink scar on my face. That's all she'll ever know me, unless she looks at pictures.
But Fernandes is philosophical. He sees limits to what gun control laws can achieve.
I mean, could it have been prevented? We don't know.
Then Police Chief Ron Teachman had the power to license gun owners, but Teachman had no control over the gunman.
He lived in the nearby town of Freetown. Because he had no criminal record, he met the minimum threshold that our state and other states have to access, to acquire, to collect, and to use these guns.
Armed with a Bushmaster rifle, the gunman had the New Bedford police officers at a disadvantage. Scott Lang was mayor of New Bedford.
We had an individual that literally had more firepower than our police department and had greater accurate range than our police department did.
Even if the gunman had lived in New Bedford, Ron Teachman says he would have had little power to keep guns out of his hands because people have a right to carry guns.
So unless you have disqualifying events in a person's life, pretty much bound to license them.
When he did deny people permits, Teachman sometimes found himself frustrated by courts overturning his decisions.
Several of the rejections were appealed to the local court, and I believe in almost every instance the judge authorized the person to have a gun or to have a license to carry guns and then purchase whatever they saw fit given the requirements.
Officer Fernandes recovered from his wounds and still serving as a uniformed officer with the New Bedford Police believes there's a need to control assault weapons.
There has to be some sort of limit within the Constitution.
But Fernandes is mindful of the rights of gun owners.
Where do you draw the line of saying, yes, certain people can have guns, or why did this person have a gun, or how did this guy obtain a gun? And why did he have it? And, you know, what restrictions are we going to put that you draw on the line of everybody's constitutional right? Like, where is it going to stop?
6 years after he was wounded, Fernandes is still trying to find answers to those questions. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.